Everybody has a story, and everyone's story matters. I truly believe that there are few things in life that are more powerful and important than us sharing our stories with the world. Here on Talk That Talk podcast, that is exactly what we're all about. Tune in each week to hear the story of my guest, myself, or honestly, something else entirely. My hope is that you will listen and leave feeling encouraged and that you know that your story matters. Hey everyone, welcome to season 2, episode 1. It's really good to be back. It has been a long time coming. I was very pleased to hear some of my friends say, hey, you should do the podcast again. I miss listening to it. So that makes me super happy, even if, you know, the 5 of my friends who enjoyed that each week are listening. That is awesome and really all I care about. So today I do not have a guest with me, but I just wanted to share something with you guys that I think has been really eye-opening for me and also is a good thing to talk about. That is alcohol. And before you stop listening, just hear me out. So I just want to talk about why me and alcohol are on a bit of a break right now. I have been telling my friends and family, you know, I kind of just feel like alcohol is like a boyfriend that I just broke up with, you know, and, you know, there wasn't any cheating, like there wasn't anything, you know, I don't know, terrible that happened, but we just can't be friends right now. Like it just got unhealthy, you know what I mean? And so we need to break up. We, you know, we can be friends again someday, but right now we just can't talk. We can't hang out. We got to be apart. And that's kind of how I feel about drinking. I enjoy drinking. You know, I enjoy wine. I enjoy beer. I enjoy a lot of types of alcohol. I have nothing, like no problem with drinking. This is not about judgment at all. So, you know, if you feel like you're in a good place with alcohol, I applaud you. I commend you. I envy you, honestly, because it just got a little unhealthy for me. So I just wanted to talk about the reasons why I stopped drinking. I committed to a 30-day of no drinking, 30 days of no drinking. And I'm actually up to day 46 now, I believe. So I'll talk more about that. I want to talk about what helped me during that time, what was hard for me during that time, what was it even like going for 30 days without drinking, and kind of where I'm at now, as well as some encouragement for those of you who are just thinking about, you know, taking a look at your relationship with alcohol and taking a step back. So why did I decide to do this? Probably for about 8 months, maybe a little bit longer, kind of felt myself start, you know, just not having the most healthy relationship with alcohol. I abused alcohol pretty badly in high school. And then when I turned 18, when I went to college, basically, I stopped drinking. I got really involved with Young Life and, you know, obviously wasn't 21 and just kind of thought for myself, like, I don't think this is a good idea for me. So I stopped drinking until I turned 21. When I turned 21, I started drinking again, very, very casually, socially, every now and then. I love to have wine with my mom or with Janet Lenz, if she's listening. I love to have, you know, a drink with dinner, that kind of thing. Special occasions, holidays. My family's very Italian, so we always have wine on the holidays. And it was fine. I would say for about, how old am I? 26, like 4 years, maybe. I had a pretty decent relationship with alcohol. Very healthy, I would say. And then sometime last year, I think life just got hard. I was struggling and alcohol was there as a relief, as a way to forget, as a way to numb. And it definitely started to control my life a little bit more. To the point where, honestly, you guys, like, I was looking forward to a drink at the end of every day. My tolerance was increasing. So I, you know, I was someone who used to get pretty buzzed off of 2 glasses of wine to now being able to finish an entire bottle myself and not be, like, sick or crazy, crazy drunk. So all these things were a bit concerning. You know, I knew in the back of my mind that I wasn't doing super well with it. Some friends and family had mentioned to me that, you know, they were a little concerned. And again, it wasn't like I was going out getting drunk every night, that kind of a thing. But when I would drink, I would binge drink. And honestly, I'm kind of like that with ice cream too. Like, I don't eat ice cream all the time, but when I do, like, I go hard, you know? Just kind of just how I am. Like, when I do something, I go hard. Like, I go all in. So I kind of did that with drinking too. Binge mentality, for sure. I've always struggled with that, with food too. That's just, you know, something I've had to work on. So anyway, you know, I was getting to the point where I was looking, like I said, looking forward to a drink at the end of the day. There was one occasion where I was hanging out at a friend's house and we were not drinking there. And I knew I had wine at home in my fridge and I just kept thinking like, oh, I can't wait to get out of here so I can go home and have wine and sit on my couch. And actually left my friend's house, you know, earlier than everyone else so that I could do that, which is insane to say out loud. It's not insane. I don't mean to throw that word around there lightly, but it's just, that's not a good sign when you start choosing a bottle over your friends and spending time with them. So I definitely was drinking alone, I think towards, you know, the end of, you know, right before I decided to do this experiment, I was drinking alone. I preferred it that way. It was like a comfort thing. Like I could just sit on my couch by myself and forget the world, forget my problems and watch something funny and just kind of let that be my relaxation. I told myself I was going to do this thing called the alcohol experiment, which I really encourage you guys to check out. Even if, you know, you're fine with your relationship with alcohol, it's just such a good resource and tool for anyone who's questioning if they are healthy when it comes to drinking. So I signed up for this experiment. It's 30 days of no drinking, and every day you get a lesson. You read an article or watch a video of just some of the facts about what alcohol does to our brains, how it works, and it's also full of a lot of questions for you to think internally and process, you know, like a deeper meaning behind just stopping. Another reason I wanted to take a break from drinking was that I am trying to just be healthier and lose weight, and for a bigger purpose, honestly, I am trying to lose weight so that I can donate a piece of my liver to my grandfather who needs a liver. So you kind of need to not drink a ton to do that. And a lot of people, you know, lose weight to donate a piece of their liver. They stop drinking to do that. It's a pretty common thing from what I've heard. So that was the real, real kicker for me. It was like, okay, this is no longer just about me. It is about someone else and the people around me. And I want to do this for my grandpa, and I want to do this for my mom and my friends and ultimately the Lord and myself. But I think that's what ultimately kind of helped me make the decision. So I knew I couldn't go in with a mindset of like, oh, I'm never going to drink again, because it's just not feasible right away to think that way, I think. And also, I think I was really afraid going in that I was going to be labeled an alcoholic. I feel like in our society, which just fires me up a little bit, we tend to just put people into two separate groups. Either you have a good relationship with alcohol or you're an alcoholic and there's no in between. And once you cross that line, you can never drink again. You can never come back. And it's just simply not true. And that was one of the best things I learned in this alcohol experiment, is that alcohol use disorder, alcohol abuse disorder, is actually a spectrum, just like a lot of other things, where you can be on one end where you are totally fine, there's no concerns, to on the other end where alcohol is just not a good thing for you to have ever again. Most of us are somewhere in the middle. I would encourage you to look this up. There's, I think, 10 questions that you ask yourself to determine where you are on the spectrum. Some of the questions are like, have you ever drank more than you intended to or wanted to? Or, you know, have you ever gotten sick from drinking? Have you ever blacked out? Have you ever noticed your tolerance increasing. It was really, really encouraging to hear where everyone else was on the spectrum, because you go through this experiment with people who start the same day as you. So they were, you know, probably posting in our group, probably about 30 people each day that started the same day as me. And they would post their stories about, hey guys, I messed up. Can you help me? What tips do you have to success stories, to mocktail recipes, to encouragement? They have coaches that check in with you. It's a really great program and it's completely free. So again, that's the alcohol experiment. I really encourage you to check that out. So that is kind of why I decided to stop drinking and what my plan was. So during the 30 days, what helped me? What helped me get through this? Because I was probably drinking like 3 nights a week, sometimes 4. And sometimes that was 1 or 2 drinks. And then sometimes on the weekends, it was like 5 or 6. So it was pretty often. I was nervous to stop. But what really helped me in that time was, like I said, the alcohol experiment, you know, and the community that came with that. And one of the other things I really loved about that experiment was that they were so big on no judgment. They were like, hey, whether you just want to stop drinking for 30 days and see what it's like, whether you really can't drink ever again, there's no judgment. If you get to the end of the 30 days and you decide you're fine and you want to start drinking again, that's fine. They are simply there to present you with the facts and ask you thought-provoking questions and then let you make the decision. So I loved that approach. What also helped me was, again, the mission, I kind of say, of wanting to donate a piece of my liver. I have been telling people that I feel like I'm like training to be an astronaut, to go to the moon, or like go to the Olympics, because it's just a very serious thing. You have to take care of yourself. I am weighing my food and tracking my macronutrients and working out once or twice a day sometimes, trying to make sure I get enough sleep and eating healthy and all these different things so that I can donate a portion of my liver. The other things that I thought were really, really useful was an app called the Less app, L-E-S-S. And it just is simply an alcohol tracking app. So based on your body weight, your gender, your overall health, your activity level, all kinds of different things, it will give you a target drink limit per week. So mine was 6. I was supposed to have 6 drinks or under in a week, which was definitely not happening. I was having many more than that. Anytime you drink, you just log it. You literally just press a button. It'll go 1 for, you know, July 16th, 2020, whatever. That it was just a good visual for me to see, like, okay, I've gone 3 days in the green, 5 days in the green, 10 days in the green, 20 days in the green, and now up to 46, I think, days in the green is pretty encouraging. I also really, really thought that the research the alcohol experiment presented was super helpful. Okay, I don't know if you guys know this, but I never knew that alcohol was a carcinogen. Never knew that. That was something that was presented in the experiment. Just also the fact that, like, when you gain tolerance for alcohol, you also gain tolerance for, like, other pleasurable things in life. For example, sex, or I don't know, exercise, or laughing at something that's funny, or excitement, or being around your family, or hobbies you enjoy. All of those other things become less powerful. Like, you need more and more and more to satisfy those needs and to experience that enjoyment, because alcohol is numbing it. And that is insane. I mean, I never knew that. But going through this, I could tell that my mind was getting clear. My emotions were getting crisper. I was able to enjoy things more easily because I wasn't building up a tolerance anymore. Lastly, I think what really helped me was just encouragement. I told a lot of my friends and family that I was doing this, and they were all super supportive of me. They knew, you know, this isn't me saying you can't drink, or that I judge you if you drink, or I don't want you to drink. That's not it at all. I just need a break, right? And they really helped me to just be kind to myself and to not set too high of expectations for myself. And that really helped, really, really helped. The last thing I will say is there's a difference between resolve and willpower. I think I try to do everything through willpower and just will myself. I'm not going to drink. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to eat that. I am not going to whatever, whatever, whatever. And one of the things I learned was that willpower is kind of like a, it's kind of like a tank full of something. It runs out pretty quickly. Depending on how hard you're fighting yourself internally, you're going to lose willpower. And it can get refreshed. It can get refilled. You know, and the next day, you may have some more. But it is a, it's a resource that runs out pretty quickly. Whereas resolve is less fighting inside your head. If you say, okay, I'm not going to drink, rather than, oh, I don't know if I should. Maybe I can. Maybe just like one or two. No, I really don't think I should. I don't know what to do. Blah, 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 blah. What if they say this? What if I really want to? All that stuff. That takes so much energy, you guys. And I know because I do it like literally all day. But resolve is a little bit different. And I'm not saying that, you know, there's no willpower involved in resolve, because I do think there is. But once I kind of had a really good reason, like this liver stuff, it was easier for me. Like, no, I am not going to drink because I'm trying to donate my liver. So it's a pretty good reason. And I just had to be kind to myself on those days where my willpower was pretty zapped and rely on the Lord and people a lot more on those days. So that is what helped me get through it. What was hard about it, you ask, other than not drinking for 30 days? No, I'm just kidding. The hardest times were definitely when I was out at a restaurant. I was out to eat with a friend and we were sitting on a back deck of a restaurant, and literally I looked around and everyone had a beer or a frozen cocktail, and I was like salivating. Like, I just, that was hard. Also, I think just like special events, birthdays, holidays, there were a few times when my family got together that I wanted to drink, and that was hard. Overall, I did think it was easier than I anticipated. The only other time I really felt tempted was a few nights when I was alone and was just feeling down or lonely, because that's when I would run to alcohol and use it as a coping mechanism before. What was it like? What was the experience actually like? Physically, you guys, it's kind of crazy how much alcohol changes our body. I am still struggling with sleep. And they say that when you drink, your sleep is really affected. Even if you just have one drink, it causes you to have a less restful sleep. You toss and turn more, you wake up more. You don't go into your full REM cycles as often, which can really damage your health. But when you stop drinking, that also can cause you to lose sleep because you were depending on it to get to sleep. So a lot of people experience that. That was something I definitely experienced. Other than that, physically wise, I didn't notice anything too different, but emotionally, mentally, holy heck. Yeah. Mostly in the sense that life was crisper again. And what I mean by that is, like, colors seemed brighter. My emotions seemed more, I don't know, explainable or less ambiguous. Like, they felt more real. I felt more connected to my emotions. I felt more present. I was able to enjoy things that I haven't enjoyed in a while. Because, again, I was building up that tolerance to it. And I just felt like my brain was becoming clearer and clearer. My thoughts made more sense. I just didn't feel like I was in a fog anymore. That was insane. I also think just the whole experience was super eye-opening and really, really great to just make you a more compassionate person, because you read the struggles of other people who are doing this experiment with you. It gives you a connection to people that you don't even know, helps you empathize with them. You feel super supported by them. So overall, it was a great experience. It was hard, but it was really good for me. Oh, lastly, where I'm at now. My plan now, is I'm still not drinking, and my plan is to not drink until after, hopefully, this surgery happens, this transplant happens. It's still up in the air, but my hope is that it happens sometime soon, and my plan is to not drink until after that is over, for obvious reasons. But I also think after that, I haven't really made a decision as what I want that to look like in the future. My kind of gut reaction is that I'd like to go a little bit longer without drinking. And, you know, I don't know exactly what that timeline looks like, but I think kind of a special occasion thing, like just holidays or just weddings or just big celebrations, and not an every weekend thing even, or an every month thing even, but just those very special occasions that, you know, you're around people and you can enjoy yourself. I don't think I'll be able to have alcohol in my apartment by myself for a long time, I would say. It's just hard. I live alone, so there's no one to check on me and make sure I'm not like drinking an entire bottle of wine, because I can do that and no one will know. So that doesn't seem like it'll be healthy for me for a while, but I still am like, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm never going to drink again, because that just feels, one, sad to me, two, feels overwhelming. Like, I got to do this for, I mean, it's just not feasible, for me at least. So my plan is to kind of check in after hopefully the surgery happens, see where I'm at then. And again, I don't want anyone to feel like I'm judging those who are drinking. I don't at all. I have no problem with it. You know, as long as it's being done in a healthy, responsible way, then I think it's a gift and it should be enjoyed in the right context. So yeah, I'm at the point now where I feel like I'm enjoying life without it, which is really freeing, and we'll see how it goes. I have friends that I still check in with when something's coming up that, hey, I'm nervous about not drinking at this thing. Can you help me? I think that is just so vital and something I will need going forward as well, is just that accountability, that encouragement, that non-judgment, compassion that comes from your friends, and also the truth that your friends and your family will tell you, like, hey, I don't think this is a good idea for you yet. So that's kind of my plan as of now. Encouragement is just to look at your relationship with alcohol, no matter who you are, what your history is. Just ask yourself, like, hey, how do I feel about this? Do I feel like this is controlling me? Do I feel like I have a good handle on it? Do I feel, you know, like I'm using it in a healthy way? Or is it becoming controlling of me? Is it disrupting my daily life? Is it causing me to have strained relationships? Is it hurting my health? Is it affecting my job? I mean, any of the questions you want to ask yourself. And if you were like, you know what, I'm not sure, I would encourage you to try a break. And it doesn't even need to be 30 days. It can be 20 days or 15 days or even 10 days. And just see how you feel. Notice, like, what's changing in your mind, what's changing in your body, what's changing around you, in your relationships, in your responsibilities, in your bank account. I mean, let's be real. Yeah, I would just encourage you to take a look at it and do something like the alcohol experiment, or commit to it with a friend. Like, hey, let's help each other not drink for 30 days, and let's see what God does, and let's see what it's like, and let's ask each other real questions about it. Because, again, this is something that we just put people into two categories of, you're good or you're an alcoholic. And I would say, like, 95% of the time, you're not either, right? You're not totally, perfectly in control of alcohol, but you're also not an alcoholic, and your life is being ruined by alcohol. So I think it's good to determine where you are on that spectrum. And if you're at a place that you don't like, what can you do about it? You can talk to your friends and family. You can seek out resources that will give you information. And I think that is just what the whole thing is about, is making your own decision, looking at your life, your reasons for taking a break or wanting to be better or whatever the case may be, and coming to that conclusion on your own of, okay, I got the facts. What do I want to do about it? How do I feel about it? I think my biggest prayer in all of this has been that I don't want to feel like something or someone has control over my happiness or my well-being, my life, other than Jesus. Like, I just don't want that to be determined by someone or something outside of him. So that's the ultimate goal, is that you and I and all of us would be in a place where we don't feel like we're a slave to drinking, like we have to do it, right? It's okay to question things, and it's okay if you don't necessarily like your answer. You don't have to stay where you're at. You don't have to get it right the first time. You don't have to be perfect. And if you are in a healthy place, then that's more, you know, reassurance and affirmation that that is something to celebrate. And at the end of the day, I believe alcohol is a gift given to us by God to enjoy in the right context in a responsible manner. But like all things, we can take them to the extreme and ruin its intended purpose and ruin its goodness. When that happens, we got to take a step back and ask ourselves, ask our loved ones, ask God the real questions and go from there. And I am so happy I decided to do this. If you are someone who is even thinking, maybe I should give this a shot, just literally go to the Alcohol Experiment website. It's alcoholexperiment.com. Sign up and you'll get free emails into your inbox every day with a lesson, a video, and some short questions. And even if you only do it for 5 days, you're like, nah, I'm good. I think it's a really great thing to step back and take a look at. I think it's something that, like I said, people feel judged for if they even start to think that they're unhealthy. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's nothing to judge people over. Not that you should judge them for anything else, but we're humans. We struggle. We cross the line. Sometimes we do things to the extreme, myself very much included. I am someone who is usually on like the one end of the extreme or the other. I hope that this has been at least informative, helpful maybe, if you're looking at your relationship with alcohol or you want to. I hope you guys enjoyed.
Hey friends, hope you all enjoyed the show. Feel free to check out the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Leave a review, leave a rating, subscribe so you don't miss anything, and I hope you will be back and join us in the future.